We're talking now with Dr. Bob Hunger, of course, our plant pathologist at Oklahoma State University. You've been talking to a lot of folks looking at wheat yourself, and we are seeing rust and other foliar diseases really come on now.
Yeah, definitely the rust, and depends where you are, leaf rust, stripe rust, both have increased significantly. And then the other disease, Septoria, has really caught fire this year across a lot of Oklahoma, both in no-till and low-till fields. And I've seen Septoria up even on flag leaves, which is quite uncommon for most of Oklahoma.
Let's talk a little bit about that race to harvest now. Are we still in a point where a lot of folks could use some foliar, some fungicides?
Sure, especially if they have a susceptible variety. Leaf rust is coming, stripe rust is around. And with the fungicides, you have to be careful because of the deadline. Some of them use flowering, and of course, a lot of our wheat's past flowering now. But then a lot of them just have a number of days that you need to let elapse between when you put the fungicide on and when you harvest. And some of those are 30 and some are 40 days. It's variable, so you need to check the label for sure.
So if they got busy on that, we'd still be talking mid-June before they could harvest then.
Yeah. From now till 30 days out would put it into about June 10th or so. And so kind of have to be careful with that because that is checked by spraying records, so on and so forth.
What as far as, I guess, the race to actual economic damage, or, in other words, losing enough bushels, that we're going to see a real difference in some of this wheat that looks good right now. But obviously, if rust comes on too significantly, we could start losing bushels, right?
Yeah, and that's a good point. As the plant matures, as it starts getting into that dough stage, it doesn't matter near as much how severe the rust is. It's during the flowering, pre-flowering when it's heading, and then just right at the end of flowering when the kernels are forming, that the level of rust at that time is the most critical. You start getting into dough stage, it doesn't matter near as much, and we certainly have plenty of moisture to fill the crop out.
So if once we've got those kernels kind of in place, we're okay pretty much, no matter what?
Yeah, especially if they're like at the milk or dough stage. The harm from rust really goes down. But if you were to spray now and you were within that 30-day period of time for the chemical you're using, that could sure help some because the rust will nibble away at it as you do get into those dough stages. It's just not near as damaging as if it's earlier.
I guess given low wheat prices, guys just got to kind of weigh what the damage is versus the cost.
Yeah, the low wheat prices make it a lot harder, much more difficult to figure out what to do. And, if I had a really good resistant variety and it was looking good now and I had pretty much full kernels in there, I think I'd be tempted to go without a spray. But if you got any susceptibility at all to any of those three diseases, then if you have time to put the fungicide on, it should be worthwhile.